It's Tuesday, August the 9th, and this is the iPhonography Podcast. Hey, everybody, I'm Greg McMillan, and this is a special episode of the podcast, and I'm joined by someone who I've been looking forward to speaking with for quite some time now, and his name is Daniel Agee from Glass. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. This is something that I've been excited about for quite a while because I'm not sucking up to you, but I've been really excited about Glass since I joined it like a year ago. So
a year ago, like today or tomorrow. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So that's exciting. We're going to get to that in a minute though. But first I got, as anybody knows that this is the show, the last episode that Dave and I did, we kind of tore Instagram apart a little bit. In fact, the show title was called Instagram Sucks. And
that,
ever since
checked, that is, yes. That is a true, that's a, yes. That is truth. Nailed it.
Yeah. And you know what? It's becoming a mainstream topic, I think, especially in the photography circles, because ever since when Facebook first bought it, and it was in 2012, and I know that because that year I did a photo a day, the picture a day challenge, and I made a poster of all the thumbnails of all the pictures I did that year, all 366 of them, and somewhere on that poster is just a screenshot of a note that I did that says, so Facebook bought Instagram. And I said something about, if they screw it up, I'm done or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember what exactly it says, but it's taken.
Fast forward a decade and we did it.
About 10 years and they've messed it up so bad, in my opinion. I mean, it was made for photographers back then. It was the place to be. If you weren't on Instagram, you didn't exist type of thing. And now it's just TikTok 2.0. Let's face it. And I'm not on TikTok and I really don't, want to be. So
yeah.
I'm really disappointed in it. So I've looked over the years with, for an alternative to Instagram, excuse me. And I just haven't been able to find one. I've tried Dayflash. There was a little one called Gala that only lasted a few months, I think. Some of these indie developers were trying to make some, maybe just trying to find that needle in a haystack, that might give them some success. And I appreciate them for that.
Yeah.
But now, a year ago, Glass came on the scene and I love it.
So thank you. That feels very nice.
So before we get into Glass, let's just tell everybody in a tweet who you are.
All right. Daniel Agee. I'm the head of community marketing at Glass. I'm a recovering professional photographer, transitioned to community management marketing 12 or 15 years ago, somewhere in there, after getting just severely burned out. This is longer than a tweet. That's 240 characters. Okay. I used to run a photography photography studio outside of Washington, D.C., and then, shot weddings, senior portraits, the whole thing, mm-hmm. got burned out, sat down my camera for years. Like didn't take a picture for almost 2 years outside of like silly phone cameras, mm-hmm. and like not iPhone cameras. We're talking like flip phones.
Yeah.
And then when the iPhone came out, it kind of like it rocked my world for a lot of reasons. Like it was clear that I was going to be working on iPhone apps as soon as the, App Store SDK came out. And it was clear that, that's where my career was going to take me. But I didn't expect the camera to be my, one of my top three all time favorite cameras.
Now which iPhone did it for you? Like for me, it was the 4.
Yeah. Mine, I was on an off upgrade cycle. So I remember convincing my dad, to switch to, Verizon because Verizon had better coverage where we lived in rural Idaho growing up. And so I was like a teen and I was like, no, I need like a real cell phone that has coverage so I can text my buds. And then like 3 weeks after we switched to Verizon, Steve Jobs walked on the stage and announced
and threw AT&T everywhere.
Yeah. And they were like, okay, well, it was originally Singular because it was right before AT&T bought Singular. So he like walked out and was like, Singular, the thing you just left, Daniel. And I was like, so I had to wait until the iPhone 3G. So I was on the off years. So I had a 3G until the 5. And the iPhone 5 was like, you know, the epitome of perfect design. Like one of the last lay flats. Finally, the extra row of things. And, you know, now I'm a 13 Pro user because I'm a... You know, because I help run and build a photography app for iPhone photographers.
Well, you got to stay current.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, when I say it was the 4 that did it for me, it was the fact that I saw a photo taken with the 4. A friend of mine showed me a picture of his daughter's dog, and the image was just unbelievable. And the screen helped too. I mean, that's the first time they had the Retina display. So my first iPhone was actually the 4S, but I was a massively big BlackBerry guy before that. You know, I didn't even like Steve Jobs and Apple at that time. But then I got to know, you know, I listened to some podcasts and things like that, and I got to gain some appreciation for his thought process on how to run the company and why they were so, you know, such a walled garden, right? And now, I mean, obviously it's... That's all. I mean the Apple ecosystem is pretty heavy, but
same.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprising no one. Same. So like that, and then after I, you know, like started it was like a tandem of really great iPhone cameras. You know, they kept getting better, and then Instagram coming out, right? Like I joined October 10th. You know, like the day they came out. And posted very bad, very over-edited photos of, you know, like chips
didn't
and salsa
we all, though? Didn't we all?
And, yeah, exactly, right? I am brave enough to leave them on my profile. So many other photographer friends I know that have, like, removed their old bad ones. I'm like, no, these are sticking around for all the there. Historical record. There's also, you can, like, I really, like, as much as Instagram, the shopping app, depresses me now, I still really love being able to go back and like see the catalog of my last 10 years because you can see like 3 years where I was taking Instagram seriously. I was shooting a lot more than I was before, you know, where like the vibe was really good. My friends were there. Yeah. And, you know, like 2012 to like 2015, a lot of like really interesting things happened on the internet that are never coming back. Right. Like, yeah. You know, like people talk about Instagram and, you know, like going back to how they just really want Instagram to be photos and like, let me see photos of my friends. I'm like, I love that idea.
Yeah.
As a user, as like a, founding member of Glass, I hate the idea, but you know, whatever. But like it's not coming back for a lot of reasons, right? You know, like the social currency of the internet in 2012 was photos, fast photos from a good enough camera on a place, right? That doesn't exist anymore for a lot of reasons, but it's the same way that like Medium doesn't exist in the same way anymore. You used to be able to put a bad blog post on Medium and get 100,000 views within a couple of days if you triggered the right algorithm things, right? Like you used to be able to take an Uber for like $6 across town instead of 30, right? Oh, yeah. You used to like the venture backed subsidizing of views and cheap rides and, you know, like destroying labor protections. Just like that's not coming back because now we're at the end of that cycle where they have to reap their rewards, right? Like they have to make all the billions back that they gave away for free. And like that's very depressing. You know, like in like the early, let's say like 2010, right? If you had told me in 2022, you know, like 12 years later that the internet would be caring about like privacy again and who owns your work and how artists are compensated. I would have been like thrilled and very excited about it, you know, and then like the monkey paw would curl and someone would pop out of the back door and be like, well, it's crypto and Web3 and Bitcoin. I'd be like, oh, well, terrible. Like the promise of crypto and Web3 is as empty as the ones that we had in 2012. It's a lot easier to see. But like the things that they care about or purport to care about to make more people money are like really interesting and like really powerful, right? Like the problem with the internet now, right? And the problem with Web 2.0 and Facebook and centralized platforms is not the technology they're built on, right? Like the blockchain is worse technology than about any other technology that exists, right? Like it's just a really expensive blockchain. It's like a database. Like how can we make a database burn the rainforest? I apologize if any of your listeners are NFT users or fans. I am not.
Yeah, I am not either. I'm no interest in it.
So, but like the, you know, the problem was never how with the technology it was built with. It is the way that we funded it, right? Like giving away billions of dollars, centralizing a thing and selling ads against it and like just wildly invasive data tracking, right? And so when we were starting to build Class, our pitch is pretty simple, right? So like if you don't know what Glass is, hi, I'm Daniel. I work at Glass. It is a photo-only social platform and community for photographers. We've been around for a year. Tomorrow is our one-year anniversary. Tomorrow, we are also opening up outside of the Apple ecosystem, and anyone on any computer or any phone will be able to sign up. And so like that's really exciting for us. We charge a membership fee. That's our big revolutionary thing. We don't have engagement algorithms. We don't have invasive data tracking. And we charge a small membership fee. If you use the code that we're going to give Greg in the show notes to sign up, you can get your first year for $20. It can usually cost $30 a year. So it's $2.50 USD a month. To not have ads, not be tracked everywhere, and to have a really nice, engaged community of people who just care about photos and want to look at really great photos.
That's and it. That is That's why I love Glass. I love it, and I'm using it, and it's I'm going to post there. I'm still going to use Instagram a little bit, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but. Well, first of all, I mean, you just broke the record, Daniel, for the longest tweet.
it was a wee bit of a thread.
It was a thread, but that's okay. But I have to keep Instagram open because my listeners know that I wrote this book and it's being, it's in the publisher's hands and it's getting put together right now. And I'm getting notifications on my wrist of Glass, which is awesome. Me.
I mean, your stuff.
Cool. So in the book, there's going to be some QR codes that point to things on Instagram. And so that's why I'm leaving my account open. Yeah. But, you know, so I will be posting there once in a while. But I'm going to Glass more than anything right now because, again, you know, like you said, the no ads, no algorithms, all that stuff. And, you know, the community aspect of it is improving over time because, you know, with more people that go there, the better it's going to get. So, so two-part question here. How did you become part of the Glass team?
Yeah.
And how did Glass get started to begin with?
Yeah. So Tom Watson, the co-founder and designer of Glass, had the idea over a decade ago. So I met Tom when he left Facebook and moved back to Portland. I had just moved to Portland from somewhere else. And we were at a meetup for a mutual friend, and someone connected us. They were like, "Hey, you two would like arguing. Let's argue." It was right after it was like right after Foursquare broke out Swarm as its own app. And I had a lot of opinions about it. I was a power user and street team member for Gowalla. I cared about location. I almost worked at Foursquare. Like I had a lot of opinions about location, and I was talking about it. And this Tom is very tall. That has been his, you know, Twitter bio for like decades now. Very tall. Yeah. So Tom's very tall. And so I kept like looking up and arguing with this man. I was like, why am I arguing? Like, he is so good at arguing. I am like, this is so fun. Right? It was like, just like a friendly, you know, like had one too many beers at a bar argument about dumb stuff we didn't actually care about. And then I was like, okay, that's enough about, you know, like that's enough about location. What do you do? And he was like, oh, well, I just left Facebook where I was one of the lead designers on their location app and timeline, and then started listing off all the stuff he'd built at Facebook. And I was like, oh, that is why you are so good at this. Yeah. And so like he and I became, you know, like instant friends. And we went to lunch shortly after that. And at that lunch, I told him about a failed art magazine idea that I had. And he told me about this idea for a photo community platform that he wanted to build, but he needed to find the right team. He needed to find the right people. And, you know, like it needed to be the right time in the market. But it was the idea for Glass. It wasn't called Glass yet. He had a very bad, different name that as everyone does. So that you know, he and I became friends, and it's one of those ideas that we kind of just like checked in on every 6 to 12 months. And then we were both living in Amsterdam in 2019, and he was working at a company called Framer there, and that's where he met Glass's other co-founder, Stefan, who's the, you know, engineer extraordinaire behind Glass. And they met, and he was like, oh, I found him. Like, I found my tech co-founder. Yeah. This is it. We're doing it. We're going to start building Glass. And that was in November of 2019. Essentially became a pandemic app. It was nights and weekends. You know, Glass is entirely self-funded because, you know, like it, a bunch of venture capital to start with was not going to work for what we were trying to build, right? Like, there's a big difference between raising, you know, $5 million 2 years before we launch a thing versus if we'd raise $5 million a year from now, right? Like the changes in the platform before the product's built is very different. So, you know, like if we raise money before anything, there would have been, you know, an investor mandating that we had free accounts and that we didn't do memberships and that we just did ads, and then we're just in the same cycle that Instagram perpetuated. So we self-funded it nights and weekends, and it spent 2 years developing it. And then like 8 weeks before we launched, Tom was like, okay, it's time, we need you. Right, like, when there's nothing to market and there's no community to build and manage, there's not a lot of use for me in the early days. So, like, Tom and I had chatted product about this for years, but like, there wasn't a worthwhile job. So, a couple, like 2 months before we launched, I joined the team, and it was supposed to be for launch, right? Like, I was just going to hang out, help out my friend, and make sure that they launched really well. And then, like, 20 minutes into launch, I was like, Tom, give me the login for Twitter. You're not very good at tweets. Let me just, I'll just do a couple of tweets for a minute. And then, and then, you know, our launch took off in a really wonderful way. And there was like an obvious hole in the team that they needed the support, and we were more successful than I thought they would be. So it was like, okay, nope, Daniel's just here now. Hello, everyone.
Yep.
So I accidentally fell into it, I guess is the answer. It's just surprised.
And what a way to get there. It all started with arguments.
Yeah. So like Tom's one of his biggest compliments and disses of me is that I argue like someone from Facebook. And like I was like, ouch, but also thanks, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, those were the best product arguments I've ever had in my life. And you're good at arguing. I'm like, oh, thanks. I just want the best for our little photo app.
Well, yeah. You know, hey, it's whatever it takes to get the job done, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you know offhand how many users would be on there now?
Yes. Now ask me the second question if I'll tell you.
Okay.
So we don't share user numbers because we get incorrectly compared to Instagram all the time. And so, you know, like when we're talking five digits and, you know, like thousands and thousands and thousands of members as opposed to billions, it's like, what a silly.
Okay, well, I'll rephrase that question. Does the amount of users you have now completely blow you away compared to what your expectations were for the first year?
Mine, no. Tom's and Stefan's, yes. So like before we were launching, I was like, yo, this is going to be a big deal. Like we're going to get a lot more members than you think, you know, like they would have been thrilled with, 500 signups in the first day. And we had over 10,000 trials started within the first like 2 days of launching. And so,
that's impressive.
Like, right. So that was the moment when I was like, oh, nope, time for Daniel to do more. As all startups exist, I wrote this in an email that went out last week, our monthly highlights email. I got earnest about it because it is wild to me that we get to do this, and it's wild that like this keeps growing. And we have things that, you know, have been like big moments for us, right? Like Adam Mosseri's dumb video about how photos are heritage features a couple of weeks ago, like that was a big moment for us, right? As a company. But you know, our iPad launch was bigger than that, right? Our our launch for web was a big deal. Us, you know, like being on the Daring Fireball podcast with John Gruber was a big deal for us.
Sort
of things. Like the biggest moments of growth in the community and the best parts of our story over the last year haven't come from people hating Instagram, but people falling in love with Glass, right? You know, like when we talk about it, we're not trying to replace Instagram. We never were. Instagram is for everyone. Glass is for photographers or for someone that wants to share their photos somewhere without distraction or, you know, giving up all of their personal information. We're not trying to get photographers to leave Instagram. We're trying to get photographers to delete their second Instagram account where they only post their film photos that hasn't served them in years, right? You know, like the habits that we get into with these apps are so, it's so easy to get stuck in these things of like, I can't, you know, like the sunk cost fallacy of like, oh, I have a, you know, 5,000 followers on my second photography account. It's where I make all my money. But it's like, no, you're not. Like you're making your money from the community building that you're doing with other photographers in your town, you know, like meeting people on the street, shooting events. Like they just happen to connect with you on the messaging app that is attached to the shopping app, right? Like We had one member a couple of months ago send us in an email and they were like, this is incredible. I love everything about this. I have 50,000 followers on Instagram and I get more engagement from my 50 followers on Glass because the 50 followers see their photos. He doesn't have to pay a multi-billion dollar corporation to show the people that follow him his photos, right?
Yeah.
And so like that's the stuff that's like really exciting for us, is that yes, there's a lot of anger around Instagram and the direction that Instagram's going, and like totally fair, right? You know, like Instagram saying people really want video when all they have done is prioritize video for 5 years, and they have hidden photos, and they have like changed their UI to drive people to stories and DMs, and then say, well, stories and DMs and video are where the engagement is, so we can't do photos. Sorry, is like, I'm trying really not to swear here, but it's bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a crock. And,
yeah, it is. It's just like a very obvious lie around like UX decisions, right? Like these are all just decisions that we're making, and the decisions that Instagram has to make for their investors are the decisions that they're making. And that is what it is, right? You know, like Tim Cook deleted $15 billion in revenue like 18 months ago when he turned on the no privacy tracking, ask not to trap thing, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And Instagram has been scrambling.
Good
since
on you,
then.
Tim Cook.
Right, exactly. Like, I hate that I have to pick a, you know, like $1 billion corporation to trust my life and privacy to. And like, do I think that this is just a marketing angle for Apple? Yes. Do I care? No, I'm currently benefiting from it. It's wonderful.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead. Let's keep going. Yeah. I can talk about.
Well, I mean, you've answered one of my other questions, because I was going to ask you if you saw Glass as a full fledged replacement for Instagram, or does it just fit into a complement to that flat platform?
Yeah. I think it's both. Right. Yeah. So it depends on what you're looking for. Like, I'm personally not deleting my Instagram account, because my Instagram account is how I keep in touch with a dozen or two dozen people that aren't elsewhere, right? That for whatever reason, like my wonderful friend Alicia is bad at texting with me, but is wonderful at DMing.
She'll
on
answer
Instagram.
A DM anytime.
Right. Exactly. And so it's like, okay, great. Like that is what it is, right? I'm attached to the shopping network that I talk to my friends on. But you know, like I haven't posted you know, to the feed, I haven't posted a photo on Instagram in a year.
What a
surprise. There's no coincidence that it's just right when Glass came out. Of course not.
But
you know, like it's what you're like looking for, right? You know, we have people that are growing, you know, like slowly but surely, like using Glass to grow their photography business. And like, we are not currently set up well for that. Like, to be very direct, this is a photography community, not a photography marketing channel.
Exactly.
We have features that are coming out over the next couple of years that will be geared towards helping photographers make more money in their business. But they're not there yet, right? Like right now, we are totally focused on the community product of Glass, and it's wonderful, right? Like there's so much value in experimentation, in talking with people who know your craft, finding inspiration outside of yourself and outside of your usual avenues. And the community aspect of Glass is so unique, I think, right? You know, like because it's a paid platform, because we have a community code of conduct, right? So like in our code of conduct,
I like that idea.
We have a no hate speech, we have a very clear no white supremacy rule that says hey, no Nazis, because it's not hard. This is not a hard problem to solve. These large tech companies just choose not to because there's more money in outrage and algorithms than there is charging a fee. But because we don't need to make returns for a $1 trillion corporation, we just need to keep the lights on and pay, you know, three or four people, then we're living the dream, right? So like the choices that we can make serve the community as opposed to serve our investors. So like I would love it, right? Like if Instagram went away tomorrow, like at this point, I think Instagram and its parent company, Facebook, Meta, whatever, are a net negative for the country and the planet. You know, like the algorithm has broken people. The ads business is regularly approving ads for genocide in African and Southeast Asian countries. You know, like lynch mobs yeah. exist on WhatsApp. Like all of these things are like terrible, and they're doing it because it makes them money. And so, you know, like personally myself, I would love it if Instagram disappeared tomorrow, but I don't think that's going to happen. Right. But what I do think is that over the next couple of years, we're going to continue seeing people taking more control over how they spend their time, right? Like as the media calls it the attention economy, as we get further into the creator and attention economy, we're seeing it with writers and starting Substacks or Ghosts. Ghosts, mm-hmm. That's not a great... Substack is a much better name than Ghost. Sorry, guys. But like the, you know, like individual subscriptions, smaller things, and like supporting the creators on Patreon, even though, you know, the problems with Patreon and their hundreds of millions of funding that they've raised and all the problems that's caused there, like we're seeing a shift towards people taking more control over their online identity as online identity has merged more and more with your personal life. And yeah. I think that there's a really interesting, thing happening where that matters and people are willing to pay a little bit of money for it, right? Like the when I open Instagram now, because I don't use it nearly as much as I did, it is alarming, right? Like if that this is a thing that we use, right? Like the amount of ads that are pushed at me, the amount of weird coincidences that happen because like I went to my parents' house and they had searched something and then we had the same IP address. So then they, you know, like showed me my parents' toothpaste or whatever, right? Like there's so many like creepy, weird things like that.
Yeah.
And like paying like $3 a month to not have that.
I would have paid, for Instagram if they'd have just not done all the stuff that they've done. So that's why I'm you know, Glass, here, take my money. Take it.
We appreciate it. Thank you. We will take it. It is.
And you know, I'm just, I've bought so many apps over the years, Daniel, it would just blow your mind.
Well, you know, but, you take a lot of photos on iPhone. There are a lot of good apps to buy.
Yeah. And you know what? Even like since I started podcasting, I have to talk about these things sometimes. And when they come into a conversation, I can look at my phone. Oh yeah, I have that. And you know, I will have played with it at some point. So I can have something to say about it.
Yep.
And you know, this isn't my job. I have a job that I do for a living. You know, I do this for the love of the craft, but
yeah.
I kind of look at all the apps on my phone and kind of think, well, it's kind of my job to have those because I have to talk about them. Right.
Yeah.
So, so next question is, so with Glass, I understand there is a free offering that people don't have to pay for. Is that true?
No. We just have a free trial. So every account starts with a 2-week free trial. But to keep using the app after that, you have to do it, which is not to say that we won't do free accounts at some point where like a free viewer account so people can sign up and like look at the great photos, but to upload or comment or appreciate, you'd have to
That sounds fair to me. And I think, you know, in all honesty, if people who you know, are getting a little tired of the Instagram thing, if they did get a free version of Glass and started looking at it and started to realize that, hey, this is nice.
Yeah.
You know, I bet you out of 100 people that get the free account, you'd probably have a very good percentage that will actually buy into it and use it.
I would not be surprised. Yeah. Well, one of the numbers that I am very excited about and that I can share is like our trial conversion is over 40%, depending on.
Oh, yeah. That's
good. You know, like depending on the month and when it comes through and, you know, whatever. So there have been times when like we've gotten a lot of trials that are started from a bad blog post, right? Not like a bad blog post, but like a bad fit for the community. And so we've had a bunch of people join and not stick around. And so that number includes those, right? So as Glass continues to grow and continues to mature in its feature set and our platform continues to evolve, we think that'll probably go up, which is exciting because that is very, very high. We have we're close with a few other indie developers who have like freemium models where they have free accounts and then paid accounts to remove the ads. And their take rate is between 1% and 2%. And like that's not it's not an interesting business to us, but it's also not an interesting platform, right? Like the thing that makes Glass wonderful to use is the lack of ads and algorithms. And if we had a proper free using account that like had ads and then you could pay to remove them, like it would kill the magic of what's going on. And so like we're still not sure what that if and when we do that, Tom and I will have many productive product fights about it, but like what we have right now is like a really special thing. You know, we have we've been around for a year as of tomorrow, and tomorrow we're opening up I guess we can talk about Glass Anywhere for a moment.
I was gonna say that tomorrow is the first anniversary and you have some exciting things coming out. And so let's dive into that.
So tomorrow is our first year anniversary, which is like a thrilling thing in general for us because we have made it, right? Like a lot of startups don't make it that long, and we don't have millions of other people's dollars in our bank account to survive the first year, right? Like the only reason that we're still here is because people have paid memberships and supported our product. And that is like, I get a little emotional when I think about it, but, so tomorrow we are also opening up outside of Apple. When this is published, Glass Anywhere, will be out, and that will be email sign up and, starting subscriptions on the web. So anyone with a computer, web browser, Android phone, it won't matter. Anyone can sign up for Glass and use Glass and become a member. And just for the record, yes, we are doing this 6 months faster than Instagram launched an Android version. No big deal.
Oh, is that
it's
right?
Fine. Yeah. It took 18 months for Instagram to open up outside of Apple. And we are doing it in 12 with a fourth of the team size and $10 million less in funding. But
right now I see Luke Skywalker standing there brushing his shoulder off.
Yeah, like exactly. That's how it feels. Not that we're keeping track of that, right? Of course not. I would never be that petty to bring it up repeatedly for the rest of my life. So that's a really big deal for us because it opens up our membership to anyone that wants to be a member. And we're really excited to see, camera is incredible. The Google Pixel 6, right? Like that camera rules. We are so excited to see Android photos. I remember when Instagram opened up to Android photos and everyone was like, oh, I hate this. It's like, that is not us. We are thrilled for this.
There's a lot of good Android cameras out there, I'm in a Facebook group with Shane Mostyn, out of Australia, who has a YouTube channel where his niche is astrophotography with phones. And
I love that.
He does. Oh, you should see this stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And he has I think it's a Pixel 6. He has he used to have a Huawei P30 Pro.
Yeah.
He still has the Samsung S22 Ultra, and he has the iPhone 13 Pro Max. And the stuff that he does with these phones is amazing. But I mean, there's people in the group that have such a variety of phones, because it's not just an iPhone only group. It's for mobile, right? And some of the stuff you see out of the Android phones is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see that infiltrate into the Glass stream.
We are so excited with that. But so tomorrow is also our 1 year anniversary. And in this time frame, right? In the last 365 days of running a social platform, we have had to delete 2 comments and we have had to remove 5 spam accounts. That's it.
Wow.
Right. So, that's like, incredible. we have had and like a handful of photos, I think, right? Like, someone accidentally, you know, like, new photographer joins, accidentally post nudes, and then we have to delete them and be like, hi, sorry, Apple.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, yep, sorry, that's my bad.
Well, for me personally, I don't care to see nudes, but I mean, I know some people, you know, they see it as an art form and, you know, that's fine.
I don't want to go off on this diatribe, but I do have a diatribe of there are wonderful nude photographers that make incredible art and there are creepy, predominantly men who like use it to predator and like be creepy on beautiful young women, and like that is the thing that we're wanting to avoid. We would love one day to have like wonderful artful nudes, but like that's like a decade away, and it's you know, like, not and a
I would hope that you'd have a filter
absolutely
at that time too.
So but anyway, so
let's not get off track
here. So in a year we've had to remove like 10 things from our community because everyone gets it, right? And the behavior that's modeled by all the other members is supportive, kind, you know, like a little pushing, a little questioning of like, how'd you do this? Why'd you do this? Oh, have you thought about this little crop a little differently? You know, like that, that's wild. Right. To me, like, it is literally my life's work has led to setting up a community in this way. And like the 2 decades that I've been working on the internet and working with photos and like having a career is structured in a way that like I was this is like a dream job for me. And it's working in like better than any of us could have expected. Right. You know, like, Our trust and safety conversations before we launched versus after we launched are very different, right? Like, we were very worried about needing to remove spam accounts early and, you know, like bad actors, because that's just what you worry about when you worry about starting a community on the internet. And now it just didn't happen because people got it. And like people, there's an earnestness to Glasses community and to the vibe that our members have cultivated, right? You know, like, this is the thing that Tom and Stefan and I all wanted to have happen, but having it actually happen and grow out of something that is no longer just us, right? And is we're seeing modeled back to us from people that we don't know, that we haven't interacted with on the platform, is like this really beautiful, heartwarming thing. And as of tomorrow, we get to open that up to anyone that wants to be a part of it. And we could not be more excited. I know like every startup says, well, we're thrilled to announce it, but like, this is something like different is happening on Glass that it feels like has been missing from a photography community on the internet for a really long time.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I mean, I can't say enough how pleasing of an experience it is, because when I do, like, when I go on to a photography community online, I just want to see the pictures and I don't want to see, you know, other things. I want to see the pictures from the people I'm following. If I want to see other stuff, I'll go into the tab where you could explore other photographers. And I mean, that's how I found a lot of people I follow on there. I go in there and I scroll through. And if I see an image I like, I'll look at it. I'll look at their feed and bang, I'm following them. And, you know, and I've been getting some random followers, and I'm sure that's how they do it as well. It's so cool. It's even the website, like the web interface is amazingly good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who does this, whether it's Tom or Stefan or
it's a combination of both. So Tom's our designer. So everything, how everything looks is all Tom. And then Stefan, well, he nailed it. The engineer. Yeah. Tom, turns out, is a very exceptionally good designer. It turns out working at Facebook for years and then Pinterest for years really refines the ability to design a social platform.
And so, I'm so glad that he left the morals there.
Same.
You know what I mean? Like the lack of appreciation for privacy and all that stuff that's been left behind by the looks of it. Because everything here is privacy oriented, safety oriented, you just feel the love when you go to Glass. That's all I could say.
Yeah. Tom was early at Facebook, right? Like he was like designer 12 or 30 or something like that. So back then it was like a wonderful, you know, like we're connecting the world. This is all exciting, but it was not yet gotten to the point where we're collecting all of the data for everything. And we're collecting the data for the world, right? You know, like it was like working there in the late aughts. Right. Of like 2008 or 2009 was like a very different thing than working there now.
It would be. Yeah.
Anyway. But, you know, like if talking about the web, right, like if you compare our web experience on Glass, which is just a wall to wall, you know, like edge to edge. Masonry grid of beautiful photos, very small, unobtrusive UI. And then you click through and it's just the biggest photo possible on the page with all of the information on the right, and then a full screen mode where you can dive in and like really zoom in and like do all your wonderful pixel peeking that we all love to do versus Instagrams, right? Or versus, you know, like even to a certain extent, like versus Flickr or SmugMug, right? Like Flickr has ad panels. If you're not a pro account, and their pro membership is like $80. And like the how the information is laid out is dated, and so you know, like it is wild what we can do because we only have to present the photos the best way as opposed to the ads the best way, and the photos are the thing that gets you there to see the ads.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at it right now as we talk, I've got one of those 24-inch iMacs that came out last year.
Same.
You know, the different colors. And the screen on this thing is just absolutely amazing. So you can imagine how good Glass looks. What color did you get? I went with the blue.
I'm a pink man myself. I wanted to match my pink headphones.
I got the Pacific Blue iPhone 12 Pro Max.
That's
a beauty. So, I mean, my next iPhone will probably be if it's a color for that phone, it'll be the Midnight, which is like a really, really dark blue. Like it should look really nice. So I'm kind of into the blue thing these last few years. So, but you know, my next choice probably would have been maybe the purple one.
Yeah. Purple's great. I love their purple. Yeah. I if they ever release a purple iPhone, I'm upgrading regardless, right? Like a proper pro purple.
I heard they might.
I know. I don't think I don't check Mac rumors every day.
Maybe exactly. I
may one day get a purple iPhone 14. Anyway, so
my wife's got the purple 12 and the purple iPad Air, and
they're so good.
They're pretty nice. So, can you give any more details on Glass Anywhere? Like what kind of is it? Yeah, basically the iPhone experience, but on, you know, the web.
Yeah. It is at its most bare bones. It is just email, login, sign up, and subscriptions that aren't run by Apple. So for the first year, we were Apple ID only. The only way that you could create an account was using your Apple ID, Apple sign in. Now we are expanding that to email and password logins, which has been an oddly passionate feature request from a lot of iPhone users, which has been surprising. They like people just like using their emails. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't make any sense to me. I love Apple sign in so much, but we're going to do it. So this is us doing that. And then in addition to that, It will be available on the website. Anyone can sign up. So like when we give you the coupon code for $20 for the first year of Glass and you put it in your link in like the show description, someone will be able to click that and sign up right on the web and it'll just autofill the coupon.
Oh, I'm gonna share the heck out of that code.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, we're so it, you know, like our subscription backend is built on Stripe, and you know, like our Stefan had a Twitter thread a week or two ago about how everyone complains about the 30% until they have to build a subscription platform. Because like it's a lot of work. Stefan has been slowly but surely like just focused and effectively just like not sleeping to make this happen.
God bless him.
it is a wonderful thing. He has taken a nice vacation in a week or two, fingers crossed.
Good.
So but then like that's basically it. Glass Anywhere will just mean anyone anywhere can sign up for a Glass account.
That's awesome.
So the in the coming weeks and months after that, we will eventually have like proper apps in the Google Play Store and the Windows Microsoft Store. But I don't they will not be coming on launch. This will just be the like framework and groundwork for that to be a thing that we can do eventually. But we also spent a lot of time when we were building Glass for the web, making sure that our mobile experience on the web was great. And like, candidly, it is significantly better than any web app I've ever used on a phone. It is a really good experience. And so like we feel comfortable and confident that like if you just sign up and, you know, like save a bookmark on your Android phone, you are not likely to notice.
If
we're being honest, it is a really wonderful experience. I know so many people have said that, and that web apps are the best in the future. And then they weren't, but like because of how simple our experiences and how minimal it is, I don't want to say it was easy, because that would be erasing so much of Stefan and Tom's work to make it great.
Right.
But it is a wonderful experience, and we're really excited to get it in the hands of everyone. And then I can also talk a little bit about the features that we're releasing after that. So we are, as soon as Glass Anywhere launches, we are then moving on to our next set of discovery and search improvements. So we'll be releasing a staggered set of discovery improvements with camera searching. So you'll be able to see, like I shoot with a Leica Q2. I'm super fortunate to have it. It was a very white knuckle purchase. Very excited to have it. But like it was worth it for me, and the type of like shooting that I needed to do, and needing to have a camera small enough to take with me to like, make it happen. And it is wonderful. And so like once that feature's out, I'll be able to, you in the same way that you can click a category on Glass, you'll be able to click the camera and see every photo that a Leica Q2 has taken, or every photo that an iPhone 14 Pro Max has taken.
That's cool.
And then we'll also be releasing a location search. So you'll be able to add location to your photos and search via location. So if you want to see photos from Iceland, or you want to see photos from the Oregon coast, or, you know, like it'll be we stop at city level. Because for privacy reasons. So, you know, you won't be able to see the photo directly over like your house or whatever. It'll just say Aspen, and it'll be you know, it'll be privacy focused like everything we do. So it'll be, you know, you opt in to share your photo location, and you'll be able to turn it off for certain photos, that sort of thing. And then we have another one for categorizing your own photography and yourself that we're still working through the discovery phase on, but we're really excited about that one. And hopefully all three of those will be coming out before the end of the year.
Cool.
You know, like it's late at night. We've been working a lot to get Glass Anywhere out. So I can be a little bit more candid because I'm a little tired. Like our search experience is not great, right? You know, like how most apps do search is they track all your data and everything you do, and then they compare it to how other people are searching, and then show you stuff that they know you're going to like because they know everything about you, right? Since we don't do that, search is a little harder for us. So right now it's a very manual process, and we know that it needs to be better. And like, we are focused on it as soon as we get Glass Anywhere out the door. Mm-hmm. And that's really exciting. Cause like, I spend a lot of time searching for photographers on Glass, almost like it's my job.
Yeah.
So it is, I am very excited for those coming changes as well. I think it'll make it a lot easier to find the photographers and the type of photography that you like. And you know, like right now we have categories, which is a wonderful way to explore the community and find, you know, like if you're a film photographer, it's really easy to find film photographers on Glass. Cause you just go to the film category. But if you are, you know, like if you're looking for a very specific camera, cause you want to see if you want to buy that camera, that's a little harder on Glass. We're going to make that easier. Scout's Honor, promise everyone, it's coming.
Awesome. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm really excited about the new category of water, because I live in a small city that surrounds a bay that goes out into a bigger bay, like Georgian Bay, which is part that then it connects to the Great Lakes, Lake Huron. But we have a lot of good waterfalls and rivers and things like that around here that I've photographed over the years. And so I'm going to be sharing more of them during this month. But Daniel, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I can't thank you enough for coming on and talking about the new app of my life, Glass. And you know, I'm just super stoked about it. And so, you know, hey, tell everybody where they could find you.
Go to the show notes right now if you're not a Glass member, and click the little link in the show notes. That'll be glass.photo/something. Cause I haven't made it yet. Candidly, I haven't made it. I'm making it after we're done recording. So, don't know what it's going to say yet, but just click the link in the description to get, 20 years for your first year, or $20 for your first year, Glass membership, glass.photo. You should follow us on Twitter, which is Try Glass. I'm very good at Twitter. I'm an exceptional tweeter. You're going to love them, I promise. For myself, just go to glass.photo/Daniel and you'll see me, you'll find me, and I will tell you I love your photos, because I do. I really, really do. Photos are magic. And the fact that we get to see them all day, every day, is a blessing that we do not take for granted.
Yeah, well, that's excellent. Folks, you can find me on Glass, and I was fortunate enough to get my first name as well. So it's just at Greg on Glass. And of course, I've got a link in the show notes to my Glass account. And, you know, the podcast lives on iphonography.ca. And, you know, sorry, Dave wasn't here, everybody, but again, this is not a regular recording night, so he wasn't able to make it, but he'll be back for the next one for sure. And again, thanks, Daniel. Really appreciate it. And all the best to you and Tom and Stefan.
Thank you. See you on Glass.
You bet.